Actually, you're right. I've never heard an hour program. Then I deserve this. I deserve that you go to WBI.org. I deserve that you consider being a WBI buddy. I deserve that you have a sense of ownership of this program, a sense of ownership of WBI radio. And, you know, this is a small contribution to keep this voice alive. I, you know, like my colleagues, I could tell you that this thing called antenna is very expensive. You already know, probably you already know that. If those of you who have been just surfing and accidentally found this on the dial, this is 99.5 FM. This is WBI. You should listen to this radio station more often. You should listen to my colleagues presenting a host of subjects. Be part of, I call it the culture of courage, the voice of reason. And you need to be part of this culture of courage. You need to be a part of this voice of reason. And all what you need to do is to pick up your phone, call them, or just go to your smartphone or go to your computer and just put www.wbai, and the home page will take you two or three simple clicks, and you can become a WBI buddy. And you know, without making any effort, without looking into this every month, you will be a part of this effort to keep this voice of reason alive, to keep this culture of courage alive. This has been Science, Health, and Healing. I'm your host, Majid Ali. Until we meet again, may you be gracious, graceful, and generous in your spirit. Good night.
The new season with WBAI's Feminist Film Festival. Five Fridays in the fall, September 26th through October 24th. See feminist film classics of many different eras, plus comedy, live performance, and speaking to directors. Kicks off September 26th with just released feminist stories from women's liberation. On October 10th, celebrate Indigenous Peoples, a.k.a. Columbus Day, with feature-length Salt of the Earth, plus a live performance by Mahina Movement. October 17th, Lizzie Borden's cult classic, Born in Flames. For the full schedule, go to WBAI.org. It's all at 388 Atlantic Avenue. The doors open at 6 for short, and features are at 7:30. Become a WBAI buddy and get in free. Oh, and we'll have wine and popcorn, too.
Tasty. And we invite you to stay tuned to WBAI through the evening at 1:30, Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund. 3 o'clock, Lister will be here. Burn, baby, burn. But in the meantime, it is now midnight. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming live at WBAI.org. And now the next in our series of commemorative tributes to Robert Knight. Here is Earthwatch.
Today's Earthwatch broadcast, which originally aired in February of 1997, offers an interesting commentary on the Bill Clinton administration's connection to back deal fundraising. It may offer an interesting perspective on current politics as his wife Hillary Clinton now reemerges as a potential candidate in the upcoming presidential elections. Robert also speaks to the mission of WBAI and Pacifica and makes an announcement of his participation on The Daily Show, broadcast over the Comedy Central Network. A number of astute phone calls on topical subjects are highlighted with an interaction with the singer, Odetta. Included is a Skywatch report by Steve Cates on viewing the meteor Hale Bopp and the space station Mir. Music featured throughout the program is from the album Key to Nowhere by Brother Ah, produced by Divine Records.
This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. Robert Knight back here on the best and most appealing radio station in the world. And we're, I've been away. I've been bumped off during the marathon during this time period, although we've had some quite fortunate times with people like Idris Lead, Michio Kaku, and other times. And I have been away on a professional mission out of town, out of state. In fact, down where the weather is warm and the people are too. State of Louisiana, where I spent the past few days working on a project in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes, but just want to kind of see if I remember how to do this free-form radio thing. Because on the way down and the way back, went through a little bit of turbulence on the flight, a little bit of changes in the weather, and of course, whenever hot and cold air masses mix, like what's happening in New York now with the windy changes that anticipate the equinox, sometimes the weather it's just a little bit rough, and we meditate upon that moment before continuing with our exploration today of Earthwatch.
What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With a variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded,
with tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time till you come back to me, baby. Tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
This here is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York. My name is Robert Knight.
That wraps up the weather for this evening. Now back to the 11 o'clock blues. Dr. George Fishbag ain't got nothing on me.
That there is Tom Waits. Before that, we heard Brother Ah, Robert Northern, Nature's Blues. And we've got some news for you here on Earthwatch tonight as things unfold. I'm trying to get back in touch. I've been away in Louisiana where I shook hands with the governor. And took part in Louisiana National Sport. Tell you about that in a little while. But I'm just trying to remember who I am, where my stuff is, and what it is we do in this thing called Freeform Radio. Hope you'll help me later on with phone calls. But damn, I'm looking at the news as we get back and remembering what an ambitious man that some people thought was crazy said before the election. Well, you go ahead and you vote for this Bill Clinton if you want to. If you want to see your government all tied up in litigation with presidential corruption over the next 4 years and have a gridlock government, you go ahead and you vote for him. Everybody said, oh, that big-eared short fool, you know. I listened to him. I'm not going to waste my vote. I'm not going to throw my vote away. I'm going to vote for the either of the two evils. Everybody voted for Clinton, huh? Well, maybe one-fifth of the country. One-eighth of the country. And it is. And we see the spy scandal in which a very sophisticated money laundering operation operating out of Asia has suborned favors and policy from the administration of Bill Clinton, who for a decade or more has been in favorable influence with an Indonesian corporation called Lippo Indonesia, which received favorable policy treatment. That's the country that invaded East Timor and beat up our own Amy Goodman with the United States-style M16 weapons during a slaughter of local citizens that she witnessed and reported on and won some very significant awards for. WBAI is the station of the network in the world that wins that kind of award. And so we have Billy Bob Clinton. There's lips all over Lippo. Yesterday, I learned he was at yet another mega dollar fundraising drive, as it's called. Let's see what's happening. The Democratic National Committee had a mole working in the White House being paid by DNC with access to secret database reports. Al Gore, the sudden Buddhist, going in to pass the cup, lying and claiming he didn't know that it was about fundraising. We have Bill Clinton with just more money than a Colombian drug trafficker stashed in the closets of laundered donations. We have the odd and mysterious and sudden and a preemptive resignation or announced resignation of the special prosecutor who was supposed to have been looking into this. He said, hey, I'm out of here. Come August, I'm going to be in charge of the Department of Significant Nothings over at some university in California. And, hey, this case is over. I'm out of here. And we have to figure out whether it was the carrot of the money provided by the establishment in California, which has been so supportive of Clinton, or whether it was the influence of force, about which we may not know for years, that caused the special prosecutor, like a Salvadoranian labor leader, to suddenly be, poof, disappeared. What are the machinations of such high power? Even Daniel Patrick Moynihan is saying today that regardless of job security promises, Attorney General Janet Reno, who has steadfastly, even under evidence obtained through what are called national technical means of Chinese embassy influence and overnight stays by John Huang, key Democratic Party fundraiser for Clinton, she refused to appoint a special prosecutor. Now Daniel Patrick Moynihan is saying, this thing is so big that I am reduced to being principled. It is so dirty even I cannot ignore it anymore. He became today the first Democratic Party senator to call for appointment of an independent counsel regarding this Clinton-esque mountain of dirty money. Wow. Clinton, meanwhile, comes here to a fundraising drive and says, well, for reasons that I cannot explain to you, and for reasons I cannot defend, we should have checked the sources on that money. Well. John Huang, who was given $900,000 by Lippo, the company that's been very friendly to Clinton for a decade, is out of a job. So I guess Clinton is going to need another fundraiser. Here's somebody with an application. This is Earthwatch.
If I do say so, in fact, that's why I'm writing, I would be the partner of your dreams. We're in the same business, you see. You're just a little more successful than me. The one I always know is when they say, so I just deal it to you straight. I had a little trouble getting started along the way, but it's all cooled out. I was parole yesterday. Money handling and high finance is my meat. Big time contractors and favor seekers is one of my specialties. From first-hand experience, I know every greedy quirk. How about making me the Commissioner of Public Works? I just see myself here at Public Works. Actually, it's not half good enough for what I'm really worth. I know you know human nature. You know, the more you eat, the more you get hungry. So I'm going to leave it to your big heart to fix my salad. Distorted and twisted, what people say, is my favorite brand of humor. And I don't know the difference between gospel fact and the wildest rumor. By nature, I'm a nosy sneak, and I always hated Tommy. Don't you think I'd be perfect for the secret police? Can't you just see yours truly, head pig, as the hippies would say? Laws, the law and order, and petroleum would rule the day. Prisons would be full of irresponsible newsmen and Catholic traitors. We'd have televised public service firing squads, many of my brothers who wanted to be black agitators. I agree with you, right, for have not so wrong. The lazy and the shapeless, they've been riding the gravy train too long. You're the master keeping the unwashed in hand, but I try harder because I'm only second qualified in the land. I have no qualms about leaving supporters on the limb, and I can overshoot a budget with the best of them. And siphoning off money is an old habit. You know, you should maybe make me a minister of your cabinet. Since the prison doctor fixed my teeth, I got a smile like you wouldn't believe. I've only skimmed my credentials, but I'm sure you'll agree that after yourself, I'm the perfect ideal nominee. I can never hope to fill your place. I only suggest myself since they tell me you won't race. Dogs love me. Plus, I never kept a promise that I can remember. It's hard to see I'm the perfect candidatorial timber.
Thank you.
Is this America? I don't know. This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. I'm Robert Knight. I'm just a strange visitor to a distant planet. And I just came back from a place where they say corruption rules, but Louisiana is a monastery compared to the Clinton administration. Whoa. And on the day that the espionage connection was revealed, records were shown, John Wang got secret documents, spent the night, and then got cab fare reimbursement on his way back from the Chinese embassy. What in the world is going on here? And the colored girls go doot 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 wah. But the colored girls are white men who are the anchors of the network national news. And on that day, they report this and then cut to a story with Glenn said, we got to do something for the adopted children. These children today, we got to do something about them. And that's what I care about. And as a news director, I would have not found that clip of rhetoric worthy of inclusion just because the president trotted it out on that day. I would have continued investigative reporting on the tremendous corporate influence that has subverted our national leadership and tried to serve my audience, much like the institution WBAI does. Some of us believe these are the things about which, for which, this radio station and this network was made. To inform the listeners so that they may take right and moral action on the basis of good information. It's been our history for nearly half of a century, and there's no reason for us to not continue in that tradition, don't you think? It's our job here to bring you facts when somebody attacks your imagination. And then it's your responsibility as members of various communities to do what you believe is the right thing. As an individual myself, I'm going to do what I believe is the right thing and recall the terms of the constitutional definition of the executive branch of the United States government, which call for the removal of a sitting president for high crimes and misdemeanors. And enumerated among those high crimes and misdemeanors are the acceptance of emoluments from foreign princes and principalities, the revelations of the past fortnight alone are a prolegomena for the opening of hearings of impeachment of the President of the United States of America. My name is Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch. And I hope I'm not the first one that you will have heard to say that. But it's clear that someone or something is running our government. In contrast to the wishes of the people, the mandates of the Constitution, and the common weal. Heavy weather in the United States today. And there are some who say that a people get the government they deserve, but I say the people don't deserve the government that it's gotten. And certainly, conservative, corporate, xenophobic, culturally invidious policies of the other corporate party, the Republicans, have much to do with that. Just as much as the same policies of the Democratic Party have to do with that. And if there is any synchronicity, if there is any principle of as above, so below, then it is the laxity of the population and voters who have been so beaten down with their struggle to produce energy to feed the corporate economic system and mind view so dominant in America today that they have luxuriated in their distress and by attrition developed a sense of amnesia against strong populist and labor and democratic principles. We can understand that because there's been so much noise around to fool them. But we must also believe in and feed and inspire their inspiration so that bogus liberalism, the confusion of the national organization of women with feminism no longer continues, so that the confusion of Bill Clinton with not being a conservative and not being a Republican, that illusion is no longer harbored. And factual revelation of the affairs of the day will be sufficient. That is one of the traditions and perhaps missions of this radio station and its network, Pacifica. In these days when corporatism is threatening every border and some people remain in a fog, this is Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight, and you are tuned to WBAI in New York.
In a twilight, live around. No indication of any kind of service station. Or an old background. I was missing. Cause the interchange never intersected, leaving me my room beneath a bloodshot moon, out upon a 49, 49, all upon a 49. It was kind of an abandoned tell. You gotta tell me, is that a vacancy lot? There's no consolation. What kind of situation to be aimlessly askew amidst a powder blue? Just like a spell you spin, this precarious pandemonium.
Earth Watch on WBAI in New York. Robert Knight back here. Later on in the show, we'll be hearing Steve Cates' Skywatch report. For a month, we've not been able to keep track of Hale Bopp, now visible in the northeastern morning sky just before sunrise. I'm in one of those moods where, despite my exhaustion, I just might stay up to see it. It's a wonderful thing. And the reason I'm exhausted is because I've just been doing some work in Louisiana. I went there to interview the governor and do a couple of other things. And those who are interested in the details may want to make note that your host has begun something of a television broadcasting career, doing some work from time to time on a network called Comedy Central for their daily news program, which is called The Daily Show. It is a fabulously enlightened program. And maybe if you look next week, you might see me on a story of some that is as absurd as it is important. And we'll leave you to check your local listings on Comedy Central. The Daily Show, it airs several times a day. Each day, the new broadcast occurs at 11 o'clock. They're rebroadcast, I think, at 1:30 a.m. and 8 o'clock in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 7 p.m. Keep your eye on it next week. See what happens. We can talk about that in the future. As an investigative reporter, some people may ask, well, how do you work this? And from my point of view, I consider including that in the body of work as being in perfect continuity with the kind of investigative reporting that I do here and others do here, our fabulous news department. Programs like Undercurrents, Contragate, Democracy Now!, Wake Up Call, so on. Because to me, it's quite simple. I have seen the broadcast network news programs. I have seen of NBC. I have seen Dan Rather of CBS. And for my money, The Daily Show is better, because The Daily Show is also a daily topical news program. But unlike the network news broadcasts, The Daily Show is funny on purpose. I'm Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. Wondering what you're thinking. This is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York, Transterrestrial Radio. My name is Robert Knight, and you are on the air.
Good morning, Robert. Quite a monologue on your return to freeform radio, worthy of a Peabody Award. Would that I could bestow that honor upon you. Three topics, interrelated, I guess, from some perspective, if you look hard enough, concerning three individuals. First, I don't know if you know the news, you didn't announce it, that Lynn Samuels was fired from WABC. Were you aware of that?
She has been a colleague here for years. I'm sorry to hear that if that's true.
It is true. It was announced on Tuesday.
Unless that was her decision.
No, it was made clear that she was fired contrary to her desire. Number two, any thoughts on...
Well, I'd say that she has one thing going for her.
Okay, go ahead.
She's no longer working for a Mickey Mouse outfit.
Exactly. And
for the listeners who may not be up on their corporations, ABC is now run by Disney. Next point.
Okay. Any thoughts on former Mayor David Dinkins appearing in McDonald's commercials?
The ostensible reason was to celebrate Black History Month. And one has to commend the McDonald's Corporation for providing so many low-level jobs for black people.
And ruining the health of the African-American community. I'm sure Mr. Dinkins is aware of that, but I'm sure he's ambivalent about it as so many issues. The last thing, I was just curious, what is your assessment of former Governor Jerry Brown?
He does an excellent program, heard on this air, of course.
Yes, but do you think him an enlightened and or viable progressive force, or has his heyday passed him?
I find much of what I hear there of useful progressive intent.
Okay, and the last thing, has your apartment hunting gone?
Desperate need.
Still no leads, or...
Anybody with a place, preferably inexpensive, give me a note or a buzz here at BAI.
And is it, the last thing, is it my sort of hippie-ish, countercultural sense of amnesia, or has the Ebonics issue gone and went?
The Ebonics issue has not gone and went at all. It been done staying here because... at least I speak specifically from my own perspective. One of the things we might have talked about was a blow that was struck against Ebonics, which I consider to be an unfortunate naming. It is not a geographical identification of a language structure or patterns of dialect, as in Afro... based etymological descriptors that could have been used. It refers to ebony, which implies that the language somehow comes from a tree, an image that has unflattering subliminal implications. The thing I might have raised over the past few weeks about that is how the state of Virginia recently struck a strong blow against Ebonics, when, after a 27-year debate, the Virginia legislature finally declared no longer to be its state song, the song that they call Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. The song actually was written by James Bland, and the real title of the song is Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Yes.
There's where the darkies heart long to be. Carry me back.
Well, Robert,
to old Virginia, where I want to be with my massa in the grave. And
Robert, I guess if it took Galileo 300 years to get back in good graces, you know, history has a way of working itself out over the millennium.
Well, I was saddened by the Virginia decision to no longer have that as its state song.
Oh, why?
They kicked it upstairs and are now calling it their state song emeritus and are considering a song by... Jimmy Sausage Dean and his wife, and what's why I was dismayed by that is because Virginia was perhaps the only state in the Union which supported Ebonics by using that language as part of its state song. I want to thank you for calling. We have a lot of path to cover tonight, hoping you can kind of help me remember how to do this thing called freeform radio, something like a jazz performance, but you never know how the chops are going to come out. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to find out, did you hear about the ruling that was passed in court about now that when you're pulled over, the police can pull you out the car because their rights, their life is more important than your privacy?
Yes.
Privacy laws.
Yes. One of the dissenting opinions about it was that this ruling goes further than the court realizes in regard to, what is it, Fourth Amendment, whichever one it is that protects a citizen against unreasonable search and seizure. But it's consistent with the temper and tone that has been induced into America by Clintonism, by liberalism, as well as conservative revenge. But it was Clinton who oversaw a near doubling of the United States prison population. It was Clinton who supported three strikes, you're out, who has built the prison construction industry, who has made the highest, fastest-growing government job, prison guard. And this kind of smiling punishment is what I call the real errorism in America. They talk about terrorism because of a few incidents and use that to deprive the rest of us of our full set of rights.
I understand that America has more terrorism in its own country than anywhere else. At least that's what I think. But they're not telling the public the things that they're doing to people, and they're just minding everybody else's business to divert what they're doing at home.
The United States has a higher proportionate imprisonment population than South Africa ever did.
I know, and I love your program, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple of comments. One thing is, I think it was disgraceful that the minister of Riverside Church would host somebody like Clinton. He should have been given the boot out of the church, never invited there, because Clinton has done more to hurt African Americans and poor people in 4 years than Bush and Reagan did in 12.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But maybe Clinton did some fundraising for them.
Yeah, but it's a disgrace that the reverend up there didn't take a stand. I mean, so shows a lack of.
This is not 1968, is it?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be 1968. I mean, if we.
Well, that's where another black minister took a stand. Dr. Martin Luther King.
No, I understand that. Now his daughter comes off, who's a reverend, that Clinton is such a wonderful guy. I heard it over WBAI, by the way. They interviewed her, and that his heart is in the right place and that he loves black people.
What's that? Between the neck and the stomach on the left side of the torso?
Well, this is Martin Luther King's daughter that said this, who's a reverend. And she was interviewed in WBAI, and it upset me
If that's the case, I can only conclude that we've finally settled that philosophical argument. It is environment.
Okay, but
not heredity.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what I found very upsetting is that there was, you know, that when she was interviewed, that there was no counter statement made by anybody on the that particular program. They just interviewed her. She said what she said, and that was that.
It's more important, sir, that you and I and the rest of us think than that people speak, because when thinking becomes sufficiently organized, it becomes like a laser, and it will spontaneously erupt with the power of light.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I just felt that WBAI, I mean, that's my favorite radio station. I just sort of found it unsettling that they They interviewed her. She said what she said, and nobody had anything to say in regards to what she said.
Well, I wasn't there. It might
have been... I'm not pointing the finger at you. I don't even remember.
I would have relished such a moment.
Yeah, I... okay, and I want to make one other point. This is... I have a very large dictionary here. It's Webster Dictionary. I got it, I think it was published 1979, and they have a biography of, a dictionary of biographies, and I'm trying to find Harriet Tubman there, and she wasn't listed, but Betsy Ross was there, and they said she may have invented the American flag, but a woman who freed 300 of slaves, she took 19 trips into the South. And there was $40,000 hanging over her head, and she brought the freedom. She was known as the Black Moses, 300 slaves.
Well,
and then she continued as a scout during the Civil War for the Union Army, going behind enemy lines, bringing back information, and then she was in the women's suffrage movement. She's not even in the in this dictionary, but yet Betsy Ross, who may have, this is what they say, may have invented the American flag, is in the dictionary, and it's...
Well, you know, women, of course, get short shrift of history to begin with. If you looked under Pocahontas, I doubt if you would see rape victim.
Yeah.
As for Harriet Tubman, if you want to know about Harriet Tubman...
You
need go no further than 13 Gay Street, where she used to live right here in New York City. A holy place, by my lights, that... has also been host to the spirit that, like Harriet Tubman, continues to live, of Bill Kunstler. And so these things are known.
Simple question. Who wrote the last song you played? It was a very interesting song in the album, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes. I would hopefully have gotten around to that in the flow of things, but it was, in fact... a song performed by Jennifer Jackson. It is called Mercury, the Sun, and Moon. And our arts director, Matthew Finch, apparently feels it's an Earthwatchian kind of tune, and bequeathed this CD to me, and I enjoyed it very much. It's called Mercury, the Sun, and Moon by Jennifer Jackson, and it's published on 720 Records.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye. This here is indeed Earthwatch on WBAI in New York, you know. And you're on the air.
Good morning. It was a great fundraising. Glad you guys reached your goal. Thank you for reading my poem. And can we have Clinton impeached? If enough of us want that.
Write your elected representative.
Okay.
Impeachment, articles of impeachment are drawn by the House of Representatives, specifically the House Judiciary Committee, and the actual vote is taken by the Senate, and it's never too soon to impeach.
Great. Thank you. Have a great morning. Glad Earthwatch is back on. Thank you.
All right. Me too. Yeah, it's the best radio station in the world. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Yeah, my brother.
How you doing?
This is Monty.
How are you?
It's me and you, man.
All right.
Number one.
Yeah, all the time.
The Democrats, all of the Negroes that voted for this dude Clinton, y'all see what he's doing. You understand? Now, number two. They're making the laws just like they did in Germany. They're making all kind of bogus laws so they can start putting the Africans in jail. They're going to start opening up the concentration camps pretty soon. Y'all better wake up and get down with the Independent Party. You don't have to worry about getting rid of Clinton. You don't even have to vote for the man. Get down with the Independent Party. All Africans, all Latinos, all Asians, all Arabs, all human beings, get down with the Independent Party and speak with one voice. Then we can get rid of all these creeps. Peace.
All right.
Keep it on, my brother.
Sure enough, Clinton is so bad, he is even messing up white people. This is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York, where we shout to each other across the rooftops and find the basis of our togetherness. That is our mission here at WBAI, Pacifica Radio, broadcasting on 99.5 megahertz FM. My name is Robert Knight. We'll be back with more. But sometimes, any of us with ambitions that are orphans in corporate America must sometimes feel abandoned. Those who believed in the principles of union, the principles of racial harmony, and unlike Clinton, who feels that he didn't get the words of Martin Luther King right, he wants to be judged on the color of his skin and not the content of his character. But the rest of us feel the other way. Sometimes when we look at our land, black and white, Jew and Gentile, Asian, Indian, Mexican, Latino, this is how we feel.
Like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Oh Lord, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes
This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. I'm Robert Knight. More from Brother Ah. Motherless child. Sometimes we all feel like a motherless child in America today. But we communicate through places like WBAI and through the Earthwatch webpage. And the next 24 hours, there's going to be a new edition of it up. And we invite you to go visit it. You can use any of your search engines to look for the conjunction of Robert Knight and WBAI and or the word Earthwatch and or the word transterrestrial, which is unique to us on the web. And transterrestrial means that you're on this planet, but not completely of it. And if you're taking notes, if you want to be more specific, it is World Wide Web, /WBAI/Earthwatch. That'll get you there. You'll find tips about many things, some news, some new additions and edits for quicker loading, and also included in it is a reference to our longtime broadcast colleague on this, the longest-running radio broadcast of observational naked-eye astronomy. Here now, Steve Cates, with a quick version of the Skywatch Report, getting us back in touch with the comet and other things. Welcome back, Steve.
And good morning, Robert. Good to be back here as we continue our tradition here on WBAI, as you've so appropriately mentioned. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Comet Hail Bop, and I know in our absence for a short few weeks to be back, we have lots of information now, and we'll go right to it, on the comet that is brightening as we speak. If you're an early morning riser, look into the southeast by about an hour before local sunrise. That may be still a little too late, maybe an hour and a half for some of you observers in the darker skies to the north and to the west of the metropolitan area. This comet, Comet Hale-Bopp, is becoming an easy naked-eye object. And since we've been on the air last, let me say categorically that this comet has all of the makings of being one of the great comets, as I mentioned before. Where do you look? Look into the southeast. Literally, between two of the three principal stars of what we call the summer triangle, you'll notice to the lower right, by about 5 a.m., is the beautiful star Altair, blue-white in color. Up to the left and considerably higher into the sky is a bright star called Vega. And then to the horizon, moving to the left again, making that third part of the triangle, is a star called Deneb. Literally, between the star Deneb and Altair is this fuzzy-looking blob of light, easy to see with the naked eye, pick up a pair of binoculars from friends and neighbors. Take a look at this fan-shaped coma, the area around the comet's nucleus. Quite a beautiful sight. And from our dark desert location of the Courthouse Rock here in Arizona over the weekend, unfortunately, weather conditions were really not good enough out here to see much of the comet through broken high clouds. But it did appear to be a beautiful sight, as I'm hoping and I'm sure that many of you in the listening area will get to see it. What's the future predictions for the comet through the end of February into March? Well, if it continues along this railroad track of brilliance, I can assure you it will be brightening, coming to a station near you very shortly. By early March, the object should be near zero magnitude, making it brighter than most of the stars in the sky. And quickly and briefly, upon further analysis with the telescope, you will get to see the most unusual sight ever. This is within about a 100-power telescope. You will notice the nucleus has literal fountains of material spewing out of it. And you can see this. It isn't in motion, but you can see large areas around the nucleus where material is boiling off the comet. And the comet, this one, has a characteristic hood, like a shadow effect around the nucleus, seeing these streamers called jets. If you have a telescope within the sound of my voice and can see Comet Hale-Bopp, get set for a beautiful sight. We'll have more to say about that in a possible future detailed edition next week. But if you're really looking for something interesting to see in the sky, we do get passages briefly of the Mir space station over the New York City area. I recommend the following evenings. Tonight, if weather conditions are clear on the 20th, look at 6:47 p.m., some 24 degrees into the north, moving to 30 degrees to the north-northeast, and finally moving across the sky to 28 degrees to the northeast. But adding other events to our scheduled observations of the Mir space station, the best observation, in my opinion, will occur on the evening of the 23rd of February. Jot this one down. At 7:04 p.m. on the 23rd, 7:04 p.m., start looking some 20 degrees high in the west. The space station will appear highest at about 37 degrees, moving to the southwest, then fading some 24 degrees high into the south. If that's not good enough, this object, by the way, the space station Mir, can be seen with the naked eye easily. Very, very bright object. But about a minute later, another interesting object will be trailing along the same orbital path. That is the Progress supply ship that is going to resupply the space station Mir. And right now, at this particular time, we have some 13 humans in space on the shuttle and, of course, on the Mir, making a total of 13. But pay attention on the evening hours of the 23rd at 7:04. Look into the west, moving to the southwest, moving to the south, and then wait about a minute or so later. The Little Progress supply ship will follow in the same orbit. Unusual. We don't get to see those kind of things too often, and hoping your skies are clear. Until next week, I'm Steve Cates, reporting live for WBAI. From our location here in Phoenix, Arizona, if you'd like more information on these and other events, don't forget the nation's skyline's been there for a long time, and it will continue to do so, other than our webpage, the Earthwatch webpage. Call me at the skyline, 602-955-SKYS for skies. Thanks again, Robert, for having me on. Do appreciate it, and we'll look forward to doing something hopefully longer and live next week as we continue to count down how you can get to see the comet of the century, supposedly. This one's real bright, if not the comet of the decade, to be more exact. This one is really set to be a good observational event for everyone out there. So have a great week, clear skies, and good health. I'm Steve Cates, reporting live for WBAI on Earthwatch with Skywatch.
Excellent report. Thank you, Steve Cates. Back in sync, another person who I would consider transterrestrial of the Earth, but of a reach far beyond with the best observational astronomy report you can hear on the air. We'll continue in just a few moments with any thoughts you might have. I'll take a few concluding thoughts as you there. At home, at work, at play, call in and help produce this program. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Robert. The New York Times editorial board.
Hi, Hi, say no more. You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I'm just curious, who sang Motherless Child just now?
That was performed by a group collectively known as Brother Ah. The conductor and arranger and composer of most of the songs on it is Brother Ah, or a man whose name is also Robert Northen. If you'll hang on for a minute, I'll see if I can have more information for you about the particular vocalist. What did you think of it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, if there's a CD, I'd love to get it.
Well, you know that culture is very transient in a corporate society because we have been detuned from love of art into the purchase of fashion. So things that are really timeless are quite the opposite in many record stores and publishers. However, this particular album, which is pre-CD, is titled Key to Nowhere.
Okay.
Key to Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was published by a company called Divine Records. Box 56481.
56481. Okay.
In Washington, D.C., zip 20011.
Okay.
And you may use your own wit to try and get in touch with them, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And the, let's see if I can figure out who the woman singing that might have been. You know who I think that is? Natasha Hassan Youssef.
Oh, my gosh. How do you spell that?
N-A-T-A-S-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
H-A-S-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Y-O-U-S-S-E-F.
S-S-E-F?
S-S-E-F.
F. Okay, Youssef.
And the album describes that song, traditional composition, as expressing the soul of the people whose longing for their motherland is heartfelt.
Yeah, well, I definitely felt that.
Mm.
All right, thank you so much.
And thanks for resonating.
Take care, bye-bye.
This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Jeff.
How you doing?
Hey, man, real fast. That song, No Diggity. No Diggity?
Yeah.
Right, that's a great song because it takes the hot diggity phrase from the crackers and it puts it on in the back of their face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the common wisdom says the Brown family was pimping Nicole since she was 17, because never mind a black man, just a celebrity with the money wanted their daughter, so they pimped her to the money man, right? But here's the question: when that man was abusing the woman, if he was, you know, the battery thing, either they didn't have the outcry or the media didn't want to hear their outcry. You know, both those things are true. Once you murder her, then the media wants it because the black man, you know, doing the right. But, you know what I mean?
The whole thing, Jeff.
I know, the whole thing, but I just had to say that because yeah. That's the newest take. I'm putting the pieces together on that.
Well, all right. You remind me of another point I want to have made, and it's 1:30 now.
All right.
I'm going to try and squeeze it in.
All right, man, later.
And that is, if Americans do not see the danger they all face from improper judicial proceedings that have been now written in stone through the case of O.J. Simpson. If you'll recall, Bill Kunstler once said, the greatest threat to justice today is prosecutorial misconduct. The falsities and errors of the first trial are too numerous to mention. And in the second trial, I believe there is a legal distinction to be made from the express civil prosecution of federal authorities in cases of civil rights violations, as opposed to the insidious machinations that accompanied this civil trial of O.J. Simpson. It is unique, nearly unprecedented in American and British common law tradition jurisprudence for there to be, oh, the mere whim of a proportion of evidence by a majority, or maybe even just a couple of jurors. That rips so against the fabric of justice and the protections of a trial of jury by peers that O.J. case is going to be used to open the door to a universe of malprosecution. And if civil libertarians are not alert to that, at least you and I might be. We have a case in which the district attorney's office planted a mole, a woman who lied, saying she didn't know her daughter worked for Christopher Darden.
Well, dear, you gotta write more often. I just don't know what job you're doing or what you're up to.
Race and the fears of women and the tribalism of groups has been used to confuse us into an extraordinarily dangerous legal precedent. The very purpose of the law is that logic and justice shall prevail over the passions of the moment. And there's more at stake in this trial than what they tell us about. And one of the reasons we're confused is because of people like Diane Sawyer, who's now given a soapbox to that lying bigot, that lying Klansman, racist Mark Furman, a perjurer, who's now saying, oh yeah, I saw a bloody fingerprint somewhere, and it was OJ's. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. And this woman who worked for Richard Nixon is giving this nouveau Hitler a forum to spread unsubstantiated lies. That is not the job of journalism today. I'm Robert Knight, and this is Earthwatch. I didn't mean to have to go there, but somebody does. Because America today is becoming a very cruel and stupid place. Unless we can learn, live, love, and laugh with wisdom and vigilance.
No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity.
This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. I've been Robert Knight, and let me also remind you to tune in to the Daily Show on Comedy Central next week. The Daily Show on Comedy Central, and see what happens. Fine group of people doing some of the best news in the world today. And let's see. Democratically, we have about 10 seconds for each of the remaining two callers. You've got 10 seconds. Are you there?
I'm here, darling. Get it here. Oh, and you need to call me because I need to talk to my class up at Swarthmore. And so give the rest of the seconds I have to the next caller.
You know, we've just gone into overtime. How are you, Odetta?
I'm super duper, thank you.
You're the John Starks of this moment.
Uh-oh.
You're extended the height and time of this game.
Aren't you lovely, and thank you. Actually, I do need to talk to you off the phone.
Yes.
And arrange. I go on Mondays up to Swarthmore, and I really would like you to talk to the students, first of all, about the precedent that's been set, the COJ trial,
mm-hmm.
and about our... this, what do they call it, new speech, or double speak,
yeah.
or something.
Double think and new speak.
Well, when we feel better with the fact that my son is killed by friendly fire, excuse me, and we were talking about that last Monday, and there were students wondering, why were we making such a big deal about it? Mm-hmm. And I was in the middle of the forest, couldn't see the trees. But at some point, you come up, and you'll be able to maybe talk into that. Okay? Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thank you, Odetta.
I'm headed out to Oakland, California tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the 60th anniversary of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, of the soldiers and nurses that went to Spain to fight and whatever. And they've been involved in always on the front line for progressive movements and whatever. So I'm going out there to help celebrate. So I shall be back next Monday.
As well you should, because you've always been on the front lines of the musical morality crusades of justice in the world today.
Don't make my head bigger than it is.
The great idea.
Bless your heart. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
You take care.
Talk to you in a minute.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Ain't no better way to end a show than that, Sydney. Ain't no better way than that.
Oh.
So, I'm learning how to be a pro here, so...
You're getting better.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to appropriate the ballad form and kind of give a little taste of ending the show like I began it. Thanks for the music, Sydney, and thank you, everybody, for supporting WBAI and for listening to Earthwatch and helping all of us mutually grow.
This classic edition of Earthwatch.
Stay tuned to this, WBAI New York Pacific Radio at 99.5 FM with Let Them Talk or something like that.
We end this broadcast with a live rendition of Something Inside So Strong by Odetta. Coming up next will be Hour of the Wolf with Jim Vaughn. Stay tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org.
Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the IHOR Theater on Saturday night.
away. No matter how things go, something inside so strong. I know that I can make it so, though you're doing it wrong, so wrong. But the right pride was gone forward. Something inside so strong. Something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will say. Hide behind walls of Jericho. The lies will come tumbling. Deny my place in time. You squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so brightly blind. Tell it is time. I know that I can make it. Oh, you're doing me wrong so long. But then my pride was gone. Something inside so strong. Yeah, something inside so strong. Brothers, sisters, when they insist we're just not good enough, oh, we know better.
Hi, everybody. James Irsay here. This is your invitation to join me Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon for Morning Irsay. We listen to great historical performances of mainly, but not exclusively, classical music, with an emphasis on early scratchy piano recordings. And we also talk about them a lot. No need to dress up or even wash your face. Just sit around your home or office and enjoy 2 hours of diverting distraction as we broadcast great, hardly ever or even never heard performances of Golden Age musicians. Morning Irsay, Fridays 10 to noon on 99.5 WBAI and WBAI.org.
Thursday, October 2nd is the first meeting of the New York City Safe Energy Coalition. We have a three-pronged approach to safe energy. Close the Indian Point nuclear plant, grow the renewable energy industry, and make our buildings more energy efficient. That's Thursday, October 2nd at the New York Environmental and Justice Law Project. Join us at 6:30, 11 Park Place, Suite 701. That's near Broadway and near City Hall. Meeting starts at 7 p.m.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program devoted to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freud. Once again this morning, we have scheduled Veronica Sheamus. Once again, Veronica is not. A little dead air never hurt anybody. That's what I was just saying. Good morning again. This is Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund. I got here on time, which is to say a little bit late, because there's all this stuff that I have to do in order to get the show rolling, including normally playing our movie review of the day, which I have right here in my keychain. And as long as you can hear, that means it's not ready for broadcast. And at the same time, I'm trying to get the bleeping computer here going. Well, I'm talking off mic. Let's see. What announcements do I have to make? None. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The next New York Review of Science Fiction Readings. The last one with Walter Mosley and Paul DiFilippo went very well. Our first foray ever into Brooklyn at 388 Atlantic Avenue on the ground floor of the Commons, where the third floor of the Commons is known as the offices of WBAI as opposed to the studios. It went well, but we will be back at the Soho Gallery for Digital Art at 138 Sullivan Street the first Tuesday in October, which I think is like the 6th. It's something like that. Look at a calendar, you know, find out. The 7th?
Maybe the 7th.
Might be the 7th. I think you're right. But the readers will be Paul Park and James Morrow, two wonderfully cool, very strange when it comes to issues of religious thought. And we have an invitation out to somebody who, even more than Jim Morrow, will curdle the we'll just curdle people who are ultra-religious people. They will not like it whatsoever. It's Tuesday the 7th. Thank you, Dan. Whether or not the person who can not be named, David Silverman, will make it, Well, he has to find out. He has a conflict, but he is so into trying to make this happen, as is his wife, who happens to be the editor of Space and Time magazine, which is a really nice semi-prozine. Science fiction, of course. We shall see. But one way or the other, Jim Morrow and Paul Park are enough reasons for you to come Tuesday, October 7th, 138 Sullivan Street. I won't tell you. For more information, go to Facebook, because, frankly, I haven't had time. I have been so bleeping busy. I haven't had time to do the publicity yet. You're hearing it right now. You know, and there may or may not be somebody tuned in at the moment. So, in the meantime, oh yes, I actually did put my keys into the computer. Once I do that, that means that I can play a movie review.
Yay!
Which would be convenient, because that's why we are here. Now I actually brought a second. We're going to revisit later, a little later, not far later, Dan's review of The Congress, in which I have, since he did the review, seen.
And I'm so glad you did, because I've been dying to talk to somebody about this film.
Yeah, it's really worth discussing, and it brings up a whole range of discussion. And you are watching this film, and boy, do you want to root for it. It's Stanislav Lem. It's the guy who made Waltzing with Bashir.
Yeah.
Which, while I didn't necessarily appreciate all the politics of it, I appreciated the movie making and the animation of it.
Yeah. It's Stanislaw Lem. Not only that, but it is a consortia of animators putting their hearts and souls into something very ambitious.
And very well.
Yeah. And
not quite as good as what Richard Linklater did with Waking Life and Scanner Darkly,
right.
but in that neighborhood.
Yeah, we've got to talk about it, because it's very ambitious, and yet it fails.
We'll hear your review.
Yeah, we'll give the review.
My partner and I both sat there saying, right after the movie was over, boy, am I glad I saw that film.
Exactly.
But that was as much praise.
Yeah.
As so, do I recommend this film? Yes. Is it a good film? It fails.
Well, yes, exactly. It's one of these curious things. Yes, that's the thing.
It's really worth seeing for intelligent, ambitious science fiction. Good movie making. It does do that.
Very good acting.
Excellent acting. Robin Wright, who plays a failed actress, which is funny, in the same year that she's gotten an Emmy nomination for
House of Cards.
Right. American version of
House of Cards.
With Kevin Spacey, American who lives in England. It gets confusing. Anyway, because I've seen the entire British trilogy.
Yeah, I've got that up on my Netflix queue. Haven't gotten to.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. It's evil. It's even more evil than the American version.
Even better.
Yes.
Even better.
Well, not better. More evil.
Yes.
Anyway, let us listen to a review of a movie that previously to today I've never heard of.
Not many people have.
Okay, so
opening in New York. It is playing in New York.
Okay. And, we'll talk about it shortly after we hear the review. Here it is.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. The weird thing about Space Station 76 is that it shouldn't be weird at all. It's a satire set on a commercial space station and presented as if it was seen through the lens of the 70s. So far, no big surprise. Poking fun at the me decade is by now a comedy staple. There was even a TV series devoted to it. So there shouldn't be any shock to being tossed into an environment whose pristine white corridors quote everything from 2000.